the outside, so I guess they call it all, but that particular area that you opened up, it was like a lid.
Right.
And we call that a flu.
I see. Okay. And another very common thing that people would use around their yard, you know, it's got these long handles and one wheel down front.
A wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Heard people call that anything else?
Other than a barrel, just a barrel. The people down here are good for shortening everything.
Really?
Yeah. Just a barrel.
Right. You heard it called a Georgia buggy?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Or say if a farmer had an axe, he wanted to put an edge on it, thing, you know, that he'd turn around, he might hold it against. The old timey ones might have been operated by some kind of hand or even pedal operated.
Mm-hmm.
Have any idea what
grinding that? Stone, right. But there's also another name for it. I can't.
The grind rock or?
No.
Something
about a rock. I know, oh heck, I can't think of it. But we had a grind, you know, they grind the axe, uh-huh.
Well, say a smaller thing that you could hold in your hand and put a fine edge on a knife or something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, name it. I can't think of it, I know.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Because I mean, I even got one. My son uses it every once in a while.
Bring it to whatchamacallit.
Yeah. And it's on the tip of my tongue and I can't think of it.
The spell begin with a W.
Wet rock. Mm-hmm.
Wet stone?
Wet rock.
Wet rock. Okay. Say if you were driving your car and it began making all kinds of squeaking noises. Maybe take it in the service station and tell the attendant to put it up on a rack and do what to it?
Just what? It was squeaking in my car?
Mm-hmm.
Just grease it?
Uh-huh. Okay. Or if he did it yesterday, he said, I've got your car.
Greased?
Okay. And if you got that stuff all over your hands, you'd say they were very
greasy.
And you might ask him while you got your car there to look up under the hood and check the
radiator.
Okay, or the dipstick he's checking.
The oil.
Around here, have you ever heard of people making a makeshift or a temporary lamp? Maybe just take a bottle and some coal oil and a rag for a wick and maybe using it for, I don't know, some emergency here.
Lanterns or something.
Some kind of lantern. Any other terms for something like that could be used?
Lamp.
What about something like torch or flambeau?
I never heard it used into that.
Have you ever, does flambeau mean anything to you?
No, not really.
Okay. Or say the inside part of a car tire that you inflate, you call that the inner
tube.
If you had a boat that you were going to take down to the water pond or whatever, when you're in the process of putting the boat in the water, you say you're doing what? You got to the boat. You're going to.
Just drop it in the water.
Okay. Would people around here ever say something like, launch the boat?
No. Well, I know that it's used, but not, you know, not locally that much.
Could you say that for me?
Launch the boat.
Would that be considered a little bit fancy or?
Yeah, more or less. I tell you what we always use, put it overboard.
Put it overboard?
Uh-huh. Put the boat overboard, uh-huh.
That means put it in the water?
That means launch the boat.
Launch the boat. Yeah, when I think overboard, I think, you know, like you're already in the water and you throw something out or something like that. That's interesting.
Put the boat overboard.
Yeah. Well, so, if a person were going fishing on a pond around here, what kind of boat would he probably use?
A skiff.
A skiff.
Uh-huh.
Is that a flat bottom affair, or is it kind of
It's flat bottom.
Yeah. And are the ends flat too?
Like that.
Oh, kind of taken
to the front.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Would that be the same thing as a rowboat?
Yeah, I guess it would be.